Well, I need your prayers this evening. I'd like to begin in the book of Luke. The 15th chapter of Luke is a chapter of parables. It's an instance that the Lord really wrote a letter to us, trying to get a message across to us in different ways that we could be able to relate to it and understand it from the standpoint of a father and a son, the story of the prodigal son, and the son that wandered out and chose another way and chose to spend all that he had with riotous living. I'd like to look here at the third verse. Beginning, he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoiced with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. We heard the scripture already this evening. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Trying to portray to us an image in our mind of a shepherd that cares for his sheep, that whose responsibility and his care it is, his full occupation given to the care of the sheep. And he notices, if you can picture in your mind's eye, as he looks out over him, he knows them maybe by name, he knows them by looking at him, and he knows the dangers that are out there, and it's his responsibility to care for and to protect them. And as he looks out one day, he realizes there's one that's missing. You know, he still had 99 that were with him. He still had the great 99% to be exact. They were still with him. But you know, he didn't just look at that and say, well, I'll just write that one off. I'm just going to let that one go. I still have the majority of them. He's showing us how much a soul means to him. The lengths that he's willing to go to save one that's lost. To save one. You know, it is the nature of sheep to wander. It is the nature of sheep not to be able to defend for myself. To be able to know the dangers that are out there. So it is they have a shepherd to guide them, to keep them in, that knows the predators that are out there, that knows the dangers that are out there and tries to keep them in a safe place. Tries to lead them beside the still waters, if you will. But it is the nature of sheep. I don't know that much of sheep. But you watch them as they graze and as they... It seems like they're so unaware of their surroundings, very much different than the deer and wild animals that you'd see out in nature that are very much alert, very much on their guard to the slightest sound or movement, and they're on the guard. But a sheep is one that has a tendency to begin to wander, a tendency to begin to veer off the wrong direction. Message, the burden the Lord's given me tonight is about a wandering heart. You know, the Lord is coming. If you're here tonight and you've wandered away, if you're here tonight and you find yourself in a place that you say, I don't know how I got here. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know the way back. You know, it didn't say that the sheep went and found his way back, but it says that the shepherd left all that he had and he went seeking for that one. I'm looking. I remember what that one looks like. I remember maybe calling him out by name. I'm looking for one in particular. You know, that's the heart the Lord has for us. Whenever we go astray, it's not to say, I'm going to go break all their legs and I'm going to... No, it's a heart of love to say, I want to find them where they are. If they've become entangled in the briar patch, if the predators are circling around them, I want to go and come to their rescue. Do you know tonight that there are spiritual predators all around us? The enemy has a plan for every one of us tonight. And if we find ourselves wandering, if we find ourselves straying away from the Lord, folks, the Lord's looking for you tonight. The Lord is looking. Number 94, I believe it is in our book. Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me. Whenever I didn't know what to do for myself, I didn't know how to get back. I hear my name being called. You ever hear the Lord calling your name? You ever come to a service or driving down the road or whatever it is and you feel a tug in your heart? Folks, I want to encourage you tonight, respond to the Lord. Respond to the call of His voice. 27th chapter of the book of Psalms. Psalms 27. I'm sorry. Proverbs. That looks more familiar. Proverbs 27 and verse 8. As a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. You ever sit back and watch the geese fly overhead? Just get out and watch nature and watch the way it operates. Scripture talks about an ant that doesn't have a ruler or an overseer, but yet an ant does what it does. It follows the will of the Lord. It follows what God designed the ant to do. And it accomplishes that, and it does it very well. But oh man, with a will and with a heart and with a choice has chosen, they've created many evil inventions. God created man upright, but they sought out many evil inventions. They found themselves turning from God over and over and over. As a bird that wandereth from her nest. A bird that would stray outside of the place that God has for that bird. That should a bird somehow choose, I don't want to follow this way. I don't want to do what the other birds do. I don't want to fly south. I want to fly north. It wouldn't work. But you know, that's the picture that the Lord paints for us. Whenever a man gets out of the place that God has for us, whenever a man begins to wander, you know what wandering means? It means to rove. To ramble aimlessly around. No real purpose, no real direction. I don't really have a direction in my life. I find myself just kind of meandering through life. Whatever the enemy inclines my heart towards, I find myself drifting. But you know tonight, it begins within the heart. It begins within the heart. The heart is what begins wandering. It's the heart that begins to stray. You ever look at someone that's maybe come around and been around the saints and they come to a point, did you hear so-and-so gave up? And next time you see them, it seems like they've gone so far. And you think, how did it happen? How did you get from where you were to where you are? So you know it's because the heart was already wandering. It's because the desires of the heart, before they ever maybe acted out on it, their heart was already going down that path. Their heart was already starting to wander. And I want to warn us tonight in the fear of God, be careful. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. To every one of us tonight, to the young people, oh, the enemy has a picture to paint out there for us. And if we're not careful, I'll allow the eyes. What is it that happened to Eve? Eve didn't just plunge the world into sin, but by a process. And you know, there's a process for every one of us should we begin to wonder. By the seeing of the eyes, she beheld it that it was pleasant to look on. She began to entertain the thought, entertain the desire, to notice there's something attractive about that. Be careful whenever the world begins to look attractive to you. Be careful whenever the way the world dresses begins to look attractive to you. The places the world goes, whenever it begins to draw me. And I can say, Lord, I still want to follow You. I still want to be Your child. But it starts in the heart. It starts within the desires, the wandering of the desire, the wandering of the heart and the wandering of the eyes. Lord, help us to take inventory tonight. Is my heart fixed? Is it staying on the Lord, or can I look? Maybe I'm measuring up. Maybe I'm following the rules. But there's something in the heart. There's something there. I'm not doing it from heart service. I think maybe whenever I have opportunity, I can remember the temptations as a teenager. Mom and Dad saying no. Mom and the teachings that I had heard and realizing a time's coming. A time's coming that if I should want to take this path, oh, I thank the Lord for His mercy. Because I saw the path that I was wandering down. And Jesus, my Savior, came looking for me. I believe the Lord tonight is looking for some souls. I believe the Lord wants to search every one of us here tonight. Where's your heart? Where are your desires? What is it that you've been looking at and allowing your heart to go after? Have you ever figured out why it is that the grass, as they say, seems greener on the other side? But it seems like there's something just in the nature of man. That if only I could get over there, if only I could be in this situation of life. There's a billboard that used to be in Oklahoma on I-44 right as you cross into the state. It said, you don't need to change your wife. You need to change your life. But how many people and marriages are broken because the heart began to wonder. Because the eyes began to wonder. And the heart and the desires began to go out before any act was ever committed. You know, there's a restlessness within the heart of man that the enemy wants to plant within us. That I'm not satisfied with what I have. Oh, there's something about living for the Lord. And coming to service is just a little bit dull. It just doesn't really have the excitement to it that I'm looking for. You know, the enemy loves a restless heart. The enemy loves someone that's not just 100% sold out and convinced. Because he has so much to offer. Proverbs 9 and 17 says, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But you don't realize that the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, so many that I've seen, and no doubt you've seen as well, that come to places in their lives, and I'm thinking right now of relationships and marriages, where a man or a woman began to allow their hearts to go out. Whatever form it took. Maybe it was on Facebook. Maybe it was by messaging or a casual lunch over at work or whatever it was. I began to let down the guard. I began to allow some thoughts into my mind. Some to entertain some desires within the heart. You see him get restless. You see him get discontented. And the enemy is right there to offer something. And as I've stood back and watched that, I think, why? Why did you trade what you had for what you got? Why did you throw your life away? What you had was beautiful and wonderful, but yet stolen waters are sweet. There's something about it. To Eve, the one fruit that God said, don't touch. There's something about that that seems so sweet. Oh, that's got to be the sweetest fruit that there is out there. Oh, may we not tonight fall prey to the trap of the enemy. May we not believe the deception and the lies of the enemy. Be contented in the place that God has ordained for you to fill. The place in my life that He wants me to be in. Lord, I want to be settled and established and satisfied where I'm at. I don't want my heart to wander. It's not a wife or a husband problem. It's not a... Sometimes I want to change jobs every few months. I just can't get along with that boss. I can't get along with those employees. Maybe I change congregations every once in a while. Every congregation I go to, I get involved in troubles. And sometimes we need to look within us. Sometimes I need to realize the problem's right here. I'm not willing to get down and really deal with the problems in my heart. To really address the places where Lord, there's something within me that's searching for something more. Folks, you know tonight the Lord has a fully satisfying portion. The Lord doesn't have something that He said this will satisfy most of your needs. But I want to encourage you, launch out into the deep. Go all the way with the Lord. Sell out for Him. Do you want to live for the Lord or do you not? That's the way the Lord put it to us. Choose you this day. Choose who you're going to serve. Be cold or hot. Don't be lukewarm. Don't try to straddle the fence. Don't be in a place with a divided heart. We'll always be dissatisfied in that kind of place. Yes. 13th chapter of Hebrews, 5th verse says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be ye content with whatsoever things you have." Remember, that was what Paul said was a lesson that he had learned. I've learned, whatsoever place I am in, therewith to be content. Whenever the enemy would try to offer something a little more exciting, whenever I feel a restlessness within me, let's come back to the fountain. Let's come back to the One, and I drink from that fountain. There's no thirsting for life's pleasure, nor adorning rich and gay, for I found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. I found something, folks, whenever you hit the rock, whenever you really taste of it and you really get a hold of it, there's no thirsting anymore. There's no division anymore. I don't have to deal with a divided heart. But with singleness of heart, I can follow the Lord. Folks, that's what's satisfying. That's what'll fill the soul. That's what'll give us some stability in my life. I don't have to go through life just wandering around aimlessly. Oh, the challenge was given, make straight paths for your feet. Look straight ahead. Get your eyes fixed. Get them settled on what your goal is. Make up your mind tonight in this meeting. Lord, I want to follow You. I want to go with You all the way. Remember what He said of a disciple that would put his hand to the plow and look back. You can't plow a straight row like that. He said he's not fit. Or he's not going to be able to make it. You're not going to be able to go very far with the hand of the plow. Lord, I want to serve You. But I see all this around me that's drawing my attention. Folks, there's so much that's drawing our attention. There's so much that's vying. David said, "For my love, they are my adversaries. They're trying in every way to draw my heart to their ways." The children of Israel, remember what they did? They wondered. But it wasn't because it was the Lord's plan. You know how long it should have taken them to get to the Canaan land? Best that I understand, about 11 days. It should have been just a short period of time. It wasn't the Lord's plan. Spend 40 years in the wilderness, in a dry and a barren place, just wandering around. But because of unbelief, because of a divided heart, disobedience to the Lord, they were turned away and they began to wonder. But all the time came that He said, "You've encompassed this mount long enough. It's time to get up. It's time to take the land tonight." Folks, are you satisfied with your salvation? Are you contented in your life? Do you have a satisfying portion? If not, it's time to get up. It's time to get up and say, "Lord, I want to possess the land. I want to possess everything that You have for me." Oh, I think I'd like to look at 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. First Corinthians 7, verse 20. "Let every man abide in the same calling wherewith he was called. Art thou called being a servant, care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price, be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide in God. You know, whatever place in life the Lord calls us to, folks, there are some difficult lots in life. There are some difficult places that people encounter in their lives that they have to deal with. But I want to tell you, don't allow your heart to become restless. Don't allow yourself to begin listening to the promises of the enemy. You know what I began to tell the Israelites as they were wandering? As they were in a place that they didn't have the food and they began to murmur and complain. It's a murmuring and complaining place to be in. I'm not satisfied. I'm looking for something else. They began to say, oh, I would that we were back where the leeks and the onions and all of that was. And they were warned. If you say that we're going to flee back to Egypt to flee war, it's going to be war that catches up with you. If you say you're going to escape to flee famine, it's going to be the very thing that catches up with you. You see, the promises of the enemy are never fulfilled. The promises of the enemy to give us something that's better is never fulfilled. I want to tell you tonight, the best way that I am fully convinced to follow is wherever the Lord has called us to. Let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Abide in that place with God. Make up your mind. Be settled. Scripture says, I believe in one place my heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. And in another place, set your face like a flint. Make up your mind. Make up a determination. Make some vows to the Lord. That's what the children of Israel were urged to do. You're at a place now that you need to make a decision. It's not your parents any longer. It's not the generation before that's here. The decision is up to you. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. But I'm calling heaven to record against you here. Now is the time of your decision. Choose you this day. How long will you halt, Elijah said, between two opinions? Tonight, if you're pulled in two directions, how long? How long are you going to wander in that place? How long are you going to go around aimlessly wondering, maybe trying to make up your mind, trying to decide, I try to serve both, but Jesus said it'll never work. Let's make up our mind tonight. There are numerous examples of those that failed. Yes, in our lives, in the Bible. You remember a man that was perhaps one of the strongest men recorded, Samson? How do you cause a man like Samson to fall? You begin appealing to his heart. You begin to cause his heart to go out. Whenever he shouldn't have even been looking down there, he said, I want that woman. I want that. At this point, I don't see the danger in it. There's something within me that looks out and says, I want this. I don't know why I can't have this. I don't know why I can't bring this into my life. Maybe he thought, I'm strong enough to handle it. But that was the one that sought out what was the source of his great strength and was the cause of his downfall. David, as he was out walking on the housetop, and he didn't catch his thoughts. His desire, he was wandering and straying out of the place as a bird that wandereth from her nest. He began to look out and allow his thoughts and his desires to go out for something that was forbidden. At that point, he should have run from it. Flee fornication, the Scripture says. Joseph did it. He ran and he left his coat. I'm running from this thing. But he didn't do that. There was something within his heart that he allowed himself to follow after. He began to wander away from the place that God had for him. As a bird that wandereth from a nest, whenever we get out of the place that God has for us, it'll be a disaster. Psalms 40 in the second verse. Psalms 40, beginning in the first, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. You know, the Lord tonight is still in the business of reaching down into the miry pit and lifting us up, and has set His feet on a solid rock, on a solid place. You know, the Lord has a solid experience for every one of us. He has something more than an up and down, wishy-washy experience throughout all my life. Doing well today and my heart goes out after something tomorrow. The Lord wants to set our feet on a solid rock. And not only that, establish our goings. He gives us some direction. He gives us some purpose. This is the way. Walk ye in it. I've got a pure and a holy and a righteous way. Oh, it's a beautiful plan. You know what? The Lord, to a life that's willing to give themselves fully. I don't think we can fully understand the beautiful things the Lord has in store for us if we'll give ourselves to the Lord and to His way. He'll establish our going. Scripture says it all. We, like sheep, have gone astray. One time, the Lord, as the song says, and His wondrous love has fixed my roving heart. Is that your testimony tonight? I've tasted of something that settled it all. I've tasted of something that when the enemy comes along and the world comes along, I don't even have an appetite for it. I don't even have a desire for it. I found something better than that. I'm not interested. Go somewhere else. I'm not shopping. I'm not even hungry. I remember talking to a young man once in college, and he was trying to justify his behavior in that instance and some comments that he was making and looking on women and so forth. And he said, Clint, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like going through a drive-thru and you can look at the menu board, but you don't order. No, your heart's going out after it. You've allowed your desires to go out. That's the first step. And Jesus has already dealt with that step. Deal with the heart. Deal with the desires that are there. Folks, it's not about if I can measure up on the outward. It's not about if I can just conform to all the rules. There's something deeper than that. There's a place and an experience with the Lord. The Lord, I fixed my heart. I'm sold out for You. Lord, I love You with all my heart. And now I'm not just conformed on the outside waiting for the opportunity. You know, it's a miserable existence. But I thank the Lord tonight that He has something so much better. The Lord has a experience and a way for us tonight that'll satisfy your soul. Tonight again, if we're here and we've found ourselves wondering, I found my heart going out. I felt the pull of the world. I felt the draw and the attraction of it. Folks, it's a good time to come to the Lord. It's a good time to say, Lord, I want to settle it. Lord, I don't want to fight this fight within myself. I don't want to continue having this warring within me. Lord, I want to make up my mind. I want to settle it. I want to decide once and for all, Lord, I'm going this way. Lord, I'm following after You. I'm going to set my face like a flint. Determination, Lord, I'm going to follow You. You know, if we cry out to Him, all the Lord knows right where we're at. The Lord knows exactly where you're at tonight. The Lord knows exactly how you got there. And the best thing, He knows just how to reach down and lift you up. In the very place that I'm in and the things I've involved myself in, the things that I've given myself to, folks, the Lord knows just how. He's waiting to hear the cry. He's waiting to hear the plea. Lord, I want You. Lord, I'm not satisfied where I'm at. I'm not content where I'm at. My heart's going out. My desires, I'm restless, Lord. You know, the Lord knows just how. And there's such rejoicing with it. Oh, I've been waiting to hear that. I've been waiting for the time that you realize you're not satisfied where you are. Because I've got green pastures for you. I've got a safe place in my fold and under the arms of my protection for you. And he lifted him up and he carried him back. Tonight you need to be carried. Perhaps we could stand and have a song. Believe tonight the Lord is calling. Amen.